David McGee's show, Biz Television Network, Business Talk Radio Network. We're coast to coast. Glad you're with us. Moving on down the day. Hey, you know all about the social media by this point. You know we live in a digital age, and I doubt there's anybody watching, listening, that's not involved on it, embroiled in many ways. But what I doubt you know is really how to convert it the right way. Because most people just have a presence. They're just there, and they're not really doing anything with it but enjoying themselves on it, and it does have real application. That's why we've got the man with a new book, The On-Demand Brand, Rick Matheson, 10 Rules for Digital Marketing Success in an Anytime, Everywhere World. I can relate to that, but I do not even know, even though I've been a brand man myself through the years, I don't even know all that. Rick, are you with us?
I'm here. Thanks so much for having me, David.
Hey, thanks, man. Congratulations on your new book. And I got to tell you this, and we'll get moving in with it. As you know, you do a show like this. We get pegged by people all the time. We want to be, you know, we've got a client, a new book out, want to come on here. We jumped all over this because we saw about it, and we're like, we got to have this person on here because we've talked about it often. I think many people are missing the mark on this. They're throwing a presence out there, but they don't really know what they're doing. You've got 10 rules for digital marketing success. Rick, I mean, give us a tee up on this. Is it really important to learn what you're doing?
Absolutely. You have to understand here, I mean, everyone in marketing today is realizing, oh, presence is not enough, just like you're talking about.
Right.
We're all getting desperate to connect with today's, you know, iPhone toting, Facebook hopping, video game fragging, text message tapping, I want what I want right now consumer.
Uh-huh.
And the key is, it's really not urgent that you understand everything about social media or new technologies. What a lot of folks are doing is, and I'm guilty of this myself, chasing after what's cool long after consumers have already moved on.
Hey, yes, you're right.
And so what's key here is you don't have to understand this. You have to find out you have to understand your client, your customer, and understand how they're using social media and how they're using mobile and how they're using all these technologies, and then find the right ways to reach them through those channels. You may discover social media is not even right for your company because your users, your consumers and customers don't even use it that much. That's the important thing. That is probably the major thrust of this book is you've got to go find out who your customers are and how they use technology and then meet them where they live.
Hey, Rick, this is Sean, David's co-host. I was just going to ask you, you know, in the book you mentioned Burger King is one of those companies that did it right. What did they do right?
Oh, they've done so much right. So Burger King, first of all, they went out and discovered who their customers are. If you're familiar with fast food vernacular, they go after what's called a super fan. It's a mostly young, mostly male, under 25-year-old consumer who goes to fast food restaurants 11 times a week and stops at Burger King at least four of those 11 times. And what they learned was, hey, these guys mostly are online and they're looking for funny viral videos and interesting, quirky things to share with their friends. So Burger King, working with their agency Crispin Porter and Bogusky in Denver, went out and created really funky promotions. They did a Facebook app, for instance, called Whopper Sacrifice, where you would earn points toward free Whoppers for every Facebook friend that you drop instead of add.
People did it too, didn't
they?
They
did it. It was wildly successful. In fact, it was a little too successful. Yeah. Facebook got a little uncomfortable with it and asked them to take it down. So they do things like that. And really, that's an example of knowing who your customers are, the way they like to interact with digital media, and then acting on it.
Right. That is a huge point there because, like you said, a lot of people are overwhelmed by it, and they're just signing up for stuff. What has interested me, and we've talked a lot about it on the show, Rick, is how many companies have really surprised me. I think they felt like they were going to be left behind, and small businesses too, and they were just kind of racing out and posting, I don't want to use the word junk, getting stuff out there. It had no direction. And anybody that's, you know, the first thing you do in business, you get a plan, and that includes a brand plan, and you have a target that you go from there, even down to a snow cone business you should, the smallest business, right?
Absolutely.
But it hasn't followed that track here, and that's why I'm so excited about this book, because people, they've got to have a plan and an attack
especially because this is more broad scope than anything really we've seen before in media.
Absolutely. In fact, you're absolutely right. Most people are just sort of randomly going out there because they think they're supposed to have some kind of Facebook page,
right,
or mobile campaign. And smart companies, even down to very small companies, are discovering, hey, no, this is really powerful, and I can get results from this if I plan things out correctly.
Right.
I'll tell you, there's a company called Goodnight's Pizza, a very small company. It's just a pizza shop, little old mom-and-pop shop. They started posting specials to their Facebook pages only. It would just go to their Facebook page or a special offer to their Twitter page. And they found that 40% of its business came in from these efforts.
Is that right?
40%. And according to a Rice University study, Facebook fans at one Houston-based cafe, they visited the chain 20% more often than other customers did, and they spent 33% more.
Wow.
So if you use social media, you kind of have to think of it as event space. People just kind of spew out, this is the special today, and, hey, everybody, let's vote for the local team or whatever, which is fine. That's maybe part of it. But what you do is you decide we're going to have a limited time offer, a limited time special that's only to our particular fans or followers on Twitter and Facebook, and just place it for, the next 3 hours, come into the shop and get X.
Wow.
Those types of efforts have huge ROIs.
It's a matter of what we often talk about, in branding and or anything, be it a news show or a story or anything. If you're not giving somebody something real and tangible, a valuable takeaway to them, and making it clear, you're missing a very big mark of potential, and that's what you're saying. Okay, you have them there if you're a fan. Well, if they're a fan, take advantage of it. Convert it with a real clear, understandable action driver.
Absolutely. Range Rover went out on Twitter and just teased special photos of its upcoming car models in the run-up to the auto show last year. They got something like 33 million viewers to come to to look at these new models before they came out, only because they knew that was an exclusive way to get them to respond, and from there they could sign up for test drives.
That is incredible. Well, Rick, before you go, just one more quick question. We got about 45 seconds. What's the next big thing? We hear about Facebook and Twitter all the time. What else is out there for us to use?
Next big thing, look for augmented reality. It's already huge in Europe, starting to catch on here in the U.S.
Okay, see, it hadn't caught on me because I don't even know what it is.
You're going to love it, but it's technology that creates a 3D holographic image right before your very eyes.
Whoa. Okay. I like the sound. Hey, he's rickmatheson.com, the on-demand brand just out from Amacom. 10 rules for digital marketing success anytime. Hey, Rick, thanks so much, man. Great stuff. Good luck.